This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inshallah, we're going to spend a few moments here, probably about 20 minutes or so, reflecting on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the nights where we dedicate and devote ourselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the nights where, and the days and the nights where we spend as much time as possible with the Qur'an and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to understand what exactly is the goal, what exactly is the objective, what exactly is the result that we are looking for from spending this time in the house of Allah, spending this time in the worship of Allah, spending this time with the book of Allah. What is the outcome or the goal or the objective that we are looking for? That's what we need to think about. And so based off of that, I wanted us to spend a little bit of time reflecting on the Qur'an, on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about that, and in regards to that, so that we can reach that goal and that objective. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about this in the Qur'an. In surah number 20, surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that understanding and talks to us about this. And Allah addresses this reality, this issue that we all face. We're all trying to figure out what we're supposed to be doing and why we're doing what we're doing. Allah addresses this through the framework of one of the great prophets of Allah, who is the most frequently spoken of prophet in the Qur'an, and that is none other than the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Musa alayhi salam. Earlier in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, or earlier in his life, other places in the Qur'an, Allah has told us that when Musa alayhi salam was a baby, when he was an infant, he was protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged for his protection, that his mother was inspired by Allah, وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ, to take care of him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. And then when you are worried that they're going to come for him, then place him in a basket and float him down the river. إِنَّا رَدُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that we will bring him back to you and we will make him a great prophet and messenger of Allah. Then Musa alayhi salam, as he grows up, living between these two worlds as a man from Bani Israel, but living in the house and in the court of the Pharaoh, because of the love that the wife of Fir'aun had for him, the motherly kind of affection that she had for him, and he's growing up there, and he finds himself in a very difficult situation where a terrible accident occurred and a man died and they were hunting him down and they wanted to make an example out of him. And Musa alayhi salam escaped from there and he found himself in the middle of nowhere with nothing but the shirt on his back. No food, no money, no support, no friends, no family, no nothing. And he turned and pled to Allah and he begged Allah, "Oh Allah, please provide for me, take care of me." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for him. What did Allah provide for him? We see in Surah Al-Qasas, Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him with family. Allah gave him a wife. Allah gave him a home. Allah gave him a job. And according to the narrations, Allah even provided him with a mentor in the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided everything to Musa alayhi salam. He had a mentor, he had a job, he had a house, he had, money, he had a wife, he had family, he had everything. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala engages Musa alayhi salam once again. And Allah tells us about this in a couple of different places, but the place that we'll be looking at is in Surah Taha, Surah number 20. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Do you know the story of Musa? إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا. He was traveling with his family. فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ. And they needed to stop on the way. This is a time and a place in the world where they didn't have hotels, rest areas. There was no Buc-ee's. There's nothing. So where do you do? What do? You just camp out under the stars. But he has a family with him. So he says, okay, how do I take care of them? And he sees like a fire in the distance. He sees some light in the distance. So he told his family, umkuthu, y'all stay here. Inni anastu nara, I see a fire in the distance. La'alli atikum minha biqabasin. Maybe I can bring some fire back for us. أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى. Or I might find some directions. There's somebody there who I can ask for further directions. Very fascinating. The verbiage of the Qur'an is so profound and so deep and so eloquent that Allah uses the word huda, guidance. And this is foreshadowing what is to come. That he said, I might find some guidance there. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا. Then when he got there to the place where he saw that light, that fire, that light emanating from, when he arrived there, نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى. He heard a voice speaking to him, calling out to him. He said, O Musa, O Moses, إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ. Indeed, I am your Lord. فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ. Remove your shoes. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. You are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. Remove your shoes. This is the first note that we should make here. When we want guidance, when we need guidance, enlightenment, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to come correct. I want guidance from Allah. I need to come correct. I have to clean myself. I have to clean my clothes. I got to make wudu. I got to be dressed properly. I got to like cover myself. I can't be without clothing on properly. I got to cover myself properly. I come. I pray, ideally. I fall on my knees. I stretch my hands out and I beg. You have to come correct. You can't be arrogant or careless or lackadaisical. Yeah, whatever. Allah help me or whatever. What? What does that mean? Sure, why not? Maybe. Who cares? No, but you have to come correct. Allah told Musa alayhi salam, remove your shoes. So this is a reminder of the fact that when we're coming before Allah, when we're sitting before Allah, when we're begging before Allah, and we need Allah, Allah doesn't need us, we need Allah. That we have to approach that situation properly and appropriately. We got to be mindful. And so Allah says, remove your shoes, you're in the sacred valley. And then Allah says, wa ana akhtartuk. I have chosen you. And this is something that we have to understand. Allah says, I have chosen you. Nothing is by accident. Why are we here in the masjid, in the house of Allah, in the middle of the night, during the middle of the week, on what's called a Tuesday night? Why? Because Allah chose us to be here. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. Allah chose us. Allah literally says in the Quran, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ. Strive for the sake of Allah as He deserves. وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ. Allah chose you. If we're sitting in the masjid, if we're reading Quran, if we're praying, if we're making dua, if we're worshipping, Allah chose us. And so we have to recognize that. So what do you do when somebody gives you a special opportunity? When somebody gives you an honor or a privilege? Do you just brush it off, disregard it? No, we would never do that in the world. If somebody gave me a cherished opportunity, worldly wise, in terms of money, in terms of material things, I would be so attentive. I'd be on top of it. I'd show up early. I'd be grateful. So similarly, that is the response that we need to have. That is the reaction, that is the behavior that we need to have. That Allah chose us. So Allah tells Musa alayhi salam, wa akhtartuka, I have chosen you. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. So pay very close attention to what is being revealed. Pay very close attention. Be attentive. Be alert. Be mindful. Be respectful. Be present. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I and only I am Allah. The only one worthy of worship, Allah says. And then Allah tells Musa alayhi salam, فَاعْبُدْنِي. So worship me. That is your purpose. That is why you are here. That is why you exist. That is why you have been granted this life. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And establish the prayer to remember me. For us, that's why we exist. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That's our purpose. Not everything else. My purpose is not to work and earn money and then spend money. That's not my purpose. That might be my need or necessity. That might be a part of my reality, but that's not my purpose. But Allah tells us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I created you to worship me. We were created to worship Allah, to obey Allah, to live a life of obedience to Allah. That's our purpose. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa alayhi salam. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And again, now there's another issue. I can say my purpose is to worship Allah and obey Allah. Okay, excellent, great. But then, I don't actually live my life according to that. Some of us are struggling to even say it. But even when we say it, how do we ensure that we're not just saying it, what we call lip service, empty words, but we're living it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a way to prove it, to live it, and to stay on top of it. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. The five times daily prayer. It never lets forget what our purpose is. It never allows us to forget. It never allows us to forget what our purpose is. We wake up in the morning. I know in Ramadan we might already be awake, but think about it year round. You have to set that alarm that jars you, jarringly awakes you from your slumber, deep slumber, your sleep, to remind you, what's your purpose? And then, around noontime, when your day is so busy and you're in the middle of 100 different things and you got to think about all these different things and you haven't even had time to eat yet properly, then again that adhan goes off, that alarm goes off, to pull you out of everything else, your job, your business, your livelihood, because that's not your purpose. That's a job. Whoever told us that a job is purpose. What a sad existence if our job is our purpose. And then, in the afternoon time, when it's the transitionary time of the day and we got a million different things to do and we got to drive and we got to pick up the kids and we got to do this and do that and a million other things. And again, these are all obligations, responsibilities. They might be obligations and responsibilities and they can be noble. But there's still a difference. Allah is reminding us there's a difference between responsibilities and purpose. Even responsibilities do not equal purpose. And then in the evening time, when that's the time with the family, oh, subhanAllah, with the family. Family is sacred. Family is sacred. Like the Hadith Qudsi says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ishtaqaqtu. Like I derived the name of family from my own name, Ar-Rahman. Because it's sacred. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Allah says you will be asked about your family relations on the Day of Judgment. It's very important, it's sacred. But this is where we thread the needle. The family relationships are not for the sake of the relationship. They are sacred because Allah said they are. And so if we are fulfilling them because Allah said so, then it has to do with purpose. If it has no consideration of Allah in it, then it's a relationship and it's personal, but it's not purpose. So even that evening time that is spent with the family, we got to step away from everyone and everything. And hopefully we do it with everyone. But worst case scenario, we got to step away from everyone and say Allahu Akbar, because that's purpose. Right? To elaborate a little bit on the family dynamic thing. The father, رِضَى الرَّبِّ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ. The pleasure of God is in the pleasure of the father. That's why we serve our fathers. هُوَ أَوْسَطُ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. He is the middle door of paradise. That's why we serve our fathers. It's a weak narration, but it talks about الْجَنَّةُ تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ. The paradise under the feet of the mothers. It's a weak narration. But the Quran says, حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. Talks about the mother. But why? To please Allah. Our spouses. Because every nice thing that we do for our spouses is a sadaqah, rewarded by Allah. Because Allah said so. We nurture and raise and care for our children. Why? Because they are a sadaqah jariyah for us. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. It's pleasing to Allah. Purpose. And then nighttime, when you're tired and you need to sleep and you need to rest. True, we're human beings. We have these needs. But again, we got to put everything on pause and hold while I go fulfill my purpose. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa alayhi salam. Inna sa'ata atiyatun akadu ukhfiha litujza kullu nafsin bima tas'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the way, you don't have forever. There is a deadline. We, you and I, all of us, we have to figure out our purpose. We got to live by our purpose. We got to be committed to our purpose. And we don't get forever to figure it out. There is a deadline. إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. It's an expression or a saying that says that when a human being dies, their personal qiyamah begins. The hereafter begins. We have until we breathe our last in this world. And the whole world has an expiration date, the Day of Judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah. So Allah says, فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْدَى. By the way, there will be people and there will be things that will try to distract us from our purpose. There will be people, there will be things that will distract us from our purpose. But again, Allah says, know your purpose. Don't be distracted. No matter who it is, no matter what it is, know your purpose. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches this beautiful example through Musa alayhi salam, and I'll be quick with this. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What's in your right hand, O Musa? And he said, هِيَ عَصَايَ. This is my staff, because I'm a shepherd. Shepherd is your job, not your purpose. What is the staff? أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأُهُشُ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. I use it for my job. It's a tool. I can lean on it. I can knock down leaves from the trees so that the animals can eat and everything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. That's its function. And function is not purpose. Something can have many, many functions, but that might not be its purpose. Understand what the purpose is. And what was the purpose here? Allah said, أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ. Throw down the staff. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَىٰ. He threw it down and it became a raging serpent, a snake. Now what does a snake do? It bites, dangerous. But Allah again says, understand purpose. خُذْهَا. Now grab it. وَلَا تَخَفْ. And don't be afraid. سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. We'll return it back to its original form. And it became a staff again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him one more thing. وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ. Place your right hand under your left arm. تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. And when it comes out, it was glowing brilliantly. Like you couldn't look directly at it. And then Allah says, آيَةً أُخْرَىٰ. It's a sign. لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَىٰ. See all the signs of Allah all around you. See the signs of Allah all around you. That staff, that stick is a sign. Understand the purpose. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. Every single thing is a sign that points us to the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقَفًا مَحْفُوظًا. We created the sky, we placed the sky over you as a ceiling, and Allah says, the sky is protected. Not hafidha. Allah did not say, a ceiling protects you, right? Allah said that this ceiling does not protect. This ceiling is protected. Because even when you look up at the sky, do you just see the sky? Or do you see the sky as a sign of the Creator? Purpose. Understand the purpose. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes by telling Musa alayhi salam, now go live your purpose. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Now go to Fir'aun, for he has crossed the line, he has lost his mind. Go to Fir'aun. That's your purpose. So as we gather here tonight and all throughout these nights, in these last blessed nights of the month of Ramadan, let us all think and reflect on what is our purpose. Why are we here? Why were we created? Why were we given this life? Why were we given this time? And let's really figure out our purpose. And then make a commitment that from here on forth, I will have needs, necessities. I will have responsibilities. I will have functions. That's a part of being a human being. But none of that is my purpose. And none of that will ever supersede my purpose, but the purpose always comes first. And my purpose is, I am a slave of Allah, I worship Allah, I am obedient to Allah, I obey Allah, I serve the deen of Allah, I follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I revive and live the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I serve the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I call people to Allah, I establish the deen of Allah, I establish justice on this earth, and to bring dignity to humanity and the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is my purpose. And anytime the job, the necessities, the responsibilities come into conflict with it, I will always put my purpose first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to live a life of purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to our purpose in life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our negligence in the past. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on our purpose. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from ever losing our purpose. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.